who sells a lot of albums these days? She does. Yes, that's Taylor Swift. She sold more than 1 million copies of her new album in the first week of its release. That kind of figure used to be unremarkable in the music business. Today, it's almost unheard of. And the way Taylor Swift pulled it off is also very rare. Zoe Chase from our Planet Money team explains.
Meet someone behind the blockbuster success of Taylor Swift.
My name is Lindsay Feinstein. I'm 17 years old. I'm a senior in high school, and I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. She's just so nice. I mean, her music is amazing, and it's sort of all I listen to.
Fans like Lindsay spend money on something unusual for a 17-year-old.
All the CDs are over there.
Those are the only CDs that you appear to have.
I have hers because I want them when I'm older to show my kids that CDs were a thing.
CDs are a thing these days only when it comes to the likes of Taylor Swift. There are so many ways to release your music right now. iTunes, Amazon, radio, Walmart, Starbucks, concerts, streaming sites like Spotify, RDO. Each artist picks from this toolbox in pursuit of one thing, making money. Something that is very hard to do when it's so easy to get music for free right now. And Taylor Swift picked expertly. The strategy for releasing this album was maybe the best ever.
Like, ever.
She has picked off the shelf only the outlets that would give her the most money for every album sold.
So iTunes, clearly. And then Target has the deluxe edition. Walmart has it. She has this new thing with Walgreens. Papa John's, this is a new thing. You can order a Taylor Swift pizza box, and with it comes the album.
I called another Taylor Swift expert, the editor of Digital Music News, Paul Reznikoff. He confirmed everything the 17-year-old said.
They have to have it.
But the tools Taylor Swift didn't choose are almost savvier than the ones she did. To be the first one at school to hear the new album, you had to pay full price for the privilege. Because Taylor Swift did not release her singles on Spotify or any other streaming site. Spotify pays pennies on the dollar. Taylor Swift skipped it.
Doesn't necessarily make sense to release on something like Spotify because...
You know what? We'll just let Lindsay take this one.
Taylor already has so many fans that she doesn't need to have that, like, incentive. Like, oh, listen to this and then you'll like it and then you'll buy it. I feel like she's past that level. People will literally just buy it.
Streaming music is more like an advertisement for the artist. Streaming is a process of music discovery, not necessarily music fandom. You build brand loyalty to the artist through streaming. Taylor Swift does not have a problem with brand loyalty.
She's kind of past that.
So most people, when they bought the album that first week, had to pay full price. That is so rare these days. I asked Lindsay, what song should we go out on?
I think we should do 22, because it's fun, and everyone will like it. It's everyone's, like, song from the album.
A big part of Taylor Swift's genius is knowing exactly what 17-year-old girls want to hear. Zoe Chase, NPR News.